Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together and have this teaching, Lord, in referencing Patrick's chapter 23. God, I pray that you would speak to us through it as we look to your word and what your word has to tell us in this reference. Go before us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to take this out of Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to look at verses 12 to 16. I titled this, Continuing Forward for the Prize in Jesus Christ. So Paul the Apostle, just like you and I, he wasn't perfect. He was still subject to temptation. He was still in this corruptible flesh. And he was, as we are, still sinners. Well, you know, Paul never obtained perfection in his life, even though he was pursuing it with everything he had. It's called working your way to heaven. And there's a lot of people trying to do that, thinking that if they're good enough, they'll make it to heaven. But here's what I love about the guy. He was man enough to confess that he failed to reach spiritual perfection. And even now, in writing this letter to the church in Philippi, some 30 years after he got saved, it proved how mature Paul was in the Lord. One thing I do need to make clear, as a Christian, you will never become perfect in this life. It's not going to happen. Yes, perfection will always be the goal, but you will never achieve it. Jesus set that goal so high that we would spend our life trying to attain it. So here's the question. How do we continue forward after the prize of spiritual perfection and be like Jesus Christ? Well, in these verses, Paul gives six things to help us reach that prize. The first one, we should by now know that we are not perfect. Verse 12 says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. You see, all that we are now in Christ, we will enjoy forever in heaven and throughout eternity. That's not going to change. But as believers in this present life, we need to live our lives doing our best. We know we're not what we should be, but there needs to be a zealousness to move in the direction of that prize. The word attain, translated from the original Greek Aramaic text in the New Testament, it means to receive, to acquire, or to attain. The word perfected means to attain perfection, reach a goal, or accomplish. You see, despite all the blessings that were his in Christ, Paul knew he wasn't perfect. He knew that, didn't know the Lord like he should. He knew that. Those who think they've reached spiritual perfection or that they've arrived, they're not going to see the need for a tighter relationship with the Lord. And that's dangerous ground to be walking on. Here's the problem. People who think they're okay are in danger of being insensitive to their sin and really to their own weaknesses. Chuck Colson said, the lure of power can separate the most resolute of Christians from the true nature of Christian leadership, which is service to others. It's difficult to stand on a pedestal and wash the feet of those below. I love that. Secondly, to recognize the need to be more like Christ. The words, I press on, actually means to run or follow after. It speaks of an aggressive, energetic work. Paul pursued this prize with all of his might, straining as he ran his race to win that prize. He tells us in 1 Corinthians 9:24, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives a prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain that prize." The only way you can run a race like that is to be totally dependent on God's power working in your life. We see that in Colossians 1:29 and in Acts chapter 14, verse 22. So Paul's goal, his goal was to be consistent with Christ's goal in saving him. He talks about that in Romans 8:29. Thirdly, it's giving or going rather to take all of our effort. It's going to take everything we have. Verse 13, Paul continues, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Athletes, they know runners in a race have to focus their eyes where? Ahead of them. Ahead of them. If they don't, they could lose the race. That means we're to concentrate and totally focus on being like Jesus Christ as we move towards spiritual perfection. We know that's not going to happen till the rapture. That's when we will put on the mind of Christ. That's when we will be known even as Christ is known. Paul said the key to maintaining that focus was forgetting the things that were behind. Man, it's easy to say that. It's hard to do. It's hard to forget the past. Biblically speaking, you know as well as I do, the past is the past. And it doesn't matter today. What matters is making our very best effort in the present so we can gain momentum for the future. You can't live on past victories. Neither should you be held back by the guilt of past sins. Put them behind you. They're washed in the blood. You're free. You're clean. You're clear. Go forward. You have to break loose with the past if you're going to go after the spiritual prize in Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:28. Fourth, whatever happens, we have to press forward. Whatever happens, we got to keep moving forward. Verse 14, Paul said, "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." This is the heart of what Paul is saying. I press toward. I press toward is speaking of his continuous effort to pursue the goal for the prize of being like Christ. The word toward, translated from the Greek, is our word for down. There's up and there's down. You know what Paul was saying? He says, I continually bear down on the goal. He would have to. It was that prize that motivated him to run to win. And if you really think about it, the finish line is what? It's heaven. It's where the rewards are going to be handed out at the Bema Seat of Christ. That's why 3 weeks before Paul would be beheaded by Caesar Nero, he wrote to his young son in the faith, Timothy, and said, in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, "I pray this is our testimony if we die before the rapture happens." He said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." We love his appearing. We're looking for his return to come and get us. Fifthly, we're to be of the same mind. Verse 15. Paul said, "Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Those words, have this mind, literally means to think this way, to be intent on this, or to set one's mind on this. It could also be translated to continually think like this. It's being united as believers and making our greatest effort in pursuing that prize of being more like Jesus Christ every moment of every day. We know how God thinks because the scriptures give us his mind. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Well, Paul goes on to say, God will reveal even this to you. That means if you refuse to hear from anyone, you will hear from God, because he'll correct you through his word, his spirit, or through chastening. He'll do whatever it takes to get you to recognize your need to be more like his son. Sixth and lastly, we have to live by the same standard. Verse 16, Paul said, "Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind." So we need to move forward on the spiritual path we've been following. You know, if you're running in a race, it means running in your own lane. You're not all over the place. You're not knocking the others down. You're staying in your lane. Abraham Lincoln said, "Nearly all men can stand adversity. But if you want to test a man's character, give him power." Give him power. You see, to have the same standard means, number one, to be in God's word. Number two, to be in prayer. Number three, to follow godly examples. And number four, to maintain that standard as you go through the trials in your life. 1 Peter 5:10. So the power becoming more like Christ is a work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit uses the knowledge of Christ taken from Scripture, that's why we study it, that's why we read it, to change us into the image of Jesus Christ. Paul urged the church to imitate the way he lived. I mean, it didn't mean he was putting himself on a pedestal. It didn't mean he was saying he was spiritually perfect. He was encouraging them to follow him as he strived for the goal of being like Christ. Because the reality of it is, it will be a lifelong conquest. Lifelong. Here's the problem I see today, and I'll close with this. The church has very little or no biblical knowledge at all. They're not being taught God's word. They're plugged into churches that aren't giving them the tools they need to live the kind of life that we're supposed to be living. You know what happens? They end up having no spiritual discernment. None at all. I'm amazed to see the things Christians believe. It's fascinating to me to see the people they follow, especially when it's in a church teaching God's word. The ultimate motivation for continuing to be as Christ-like as possible is the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why I am so glad we are living in the final moments. We are in the latter of the last days. We're that generation that will witness the return of our Lord. That's awesome motivation to make us more Christ-like every day. Father, we come before you and we thank you for your word. We thank you for the things you continue to teach us in and through it. Father, help us. Help us to be that that man, that woman that you want to conform into the image of your Son. Father, we open our lives to you. Help us, God, so that we can be a witness to others. We love you, Father, and we give you the rest of our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.